I've become obsessed with staring into people's homes on Zoom and streaming meetings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I like this. I don't think that that's bad that you're doing that. It's a curious factor, curiosity thing. First off, there's, whoa, what is that? Look at that.
Right.
What's going on here? And how does that stack up against the things that I have in my room? And then the second thing is, if there's something questionable, then you're saying to yourself, what kind of person let that go through on the pre-Zoom filter? So now that the world could see it.
It's Anna and Raven. But what it comes down to, and what I've learned, is that people have strange rooms in their house.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember when you realized that I had a room that my wife calls the beach room in my house. You thought that was a little bit odd, seeing how I don't live next to the ocean.
Yeah, I think it's strange. You have a room that year-round, you call it the beach room. But again, you don't live near the
water. Carpet looks like the sand and everything is beach-themed in there. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. Beach theme, not my favorite theme. I would like, when I'm reminded of the beach, to be on said beach, but my wife seems to love it.
Doesn't she even put up a Christmas tree over there?
Oh, like, yeah.
It's
all nautical and beach themed.
I don't know.
And it's white.
I think people have strange rooms in their house. Like, when I grew up, we used to have the empty room in our house because it was just empty. It was a massive room. And I look back on it now and I'm like, why did we have that room?
Here's the thing that's so weird about that is, most people, they get an empty room, they fill it up with some stuff. Even if it's like still in the box stuff, or it's like the thing you're never going to use, or the air mattress you're going to roll out for your aunt. But nothing was in that room.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, there was a plant in the corner.
Yeah.
And then it was hardwood floors. So me, my brother, my sister would put on our socks and we would go ice skating in there on our socks.
Well, maybe that plant didn't play well with others or something.
I feel like my mom just didn't know what to do with that random extra room. So we just, I mean, it was big.
Right.
It was huge. And we just went sock skating in it.
Good.
Yeah.
Seems like a good use. I think a lot of people have like the gym or the workout area, and obviously now home office, like everybody's got that going on. Mm-hmm. I've got the arcade and the workout room combined, which is sometimes a strange combination, because if you sweat too much, you're going to splash on my Pac-Man 40th anniversary, and I'm not down for that.
One of my friends is a meditation yoga girl.
Sure.
Person. I shouldn't say girl. She's a woman. But she has the meditation room.
Yeah.
And I think it's weird because it always smells like incense, and it's got like the Buddha, you know, sitting there.
Sure.
And there's no chairs. You have to sit on the floor. So it's like, how often do you go into that room?
Mm.
And like when you walk by it, I'm always like curious. I'm looking in. I'm like, oh, there's the crystals, the magic crystals. It's strange, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be using it. If not, it's really useless.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. What's that weird room in your house?
You know, Raven and I realized something the other day. People have bathrooms and living rooms and bedrooms and things that are conventional.
That's typical.
But there's a lot of people that have very unconventional rooms in their houses, too.
Like both of us.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Give us a call if you have one of those rooms.
So I have a beach room in my house, painted in beach colors. It's got beach decorations. It's got, you know, vintage distressed furniture, that type of stuff. And again, it's all about creating that beach atmosphere.
Do you keep it really hot in there as if you were actually at the beach?
Well, in the summer, based on where it is, it gets quite warm in there.
But did you and your wife have a conversation saying, you know what, let's have a room that is strictly like we pretend like we're at the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife identified that quickly when we were looking at the house, when we were closing into buying it.
She's like, this looks like a beach room.
Mm-hmm.
We had a much more awkward thing growing up. We had a room that we literally called the empty room.
The empty room. What was in there?
Nothing. It was empty.
Did they lock you in there when you had been misbehaving or anything like that and slide your food underneath the door?
No.
On a tray?
No.
No water for you for 3 days.
No.
Stay in the empty room.
But how about one of my best friends? She has a crying room.
Oh.
So whenever one of her kids cries, she sends them to the crying room.
Oh, it's for the kids. It's not for her.
Well, no, I'm sure that she spends time in there sometimes.
Mommy's just cleaning.
Right. Mommy's got to go to the crying room.
Mommy just needs a minute.
Mommy?
I just need a minute.
I got to go to the crying room.
I'm dusting in here. It's very dusty.
But all she's got in there is a couch and a couple stuffed animals. So when the kids get like throw tantrums or things like that, she's like, go to the crying room. And they just go curl up on the couch and cry with their stuffed animals.
If you added a bar, that could be like an adult crying room also. Like a mini bar that had a locking key. Mommy's cleaning again.
1-800-330-9999. What unconventional room do you have in your house?
We have a self-created art gallery.
Okay. All right. So it's like watercolors. What do you got in there?
All the kids' drawings or, you know, wine and paint nights that you go to. You really don't know where to put all those things. So we created an art gallery out of the downstairs room that we weren't using, and we have a little placard to explain a little bit of history about the artist and if it's watercolor on paper or oil on canvas. That's really cool.
Do you charge admission into your art gallery?
We do have a lot of people that ask about it that have seen like postings on Facebook and stuff. First words out of their mouth when they come in are, hey, can we see your art gallery?
That's pretty cool if you think about it, right?
Right. You've got an attraction.
Lisa, what's your awkward room in your house?
We had this room in the basement, and we called it the red room because for some reason, the people before us boarded it up. It was like maybe the size of a walk-in closet. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we call it the red room is because the paneling on the outside where they boarded it was all red. Mm. It's really creepy.
Painted red for Beelzebub.
I was about to say, you would never go in there. That sounds like an awful room.
It's the
red
Satan
room. Like, did you?
It was creepy. That's all I could say.
Yeah, like on Halloween, you're like, do you want to go in the red room?
If you got $50, I'll spend an hour in the red room.
Let us know what awkward room you have in your house. You can head to our Facebook page. Just search for Anna and Raven.
1-800-330-9999. What's that strange room in your house? It's Anna and Raven. We asked on our Facebook page last night. The reason why this comes up is because we've been like spying on people through their Zooms.
Right.
You know,
you can see everything.
Right.
People got some peculiar corners of their house.
Yeah. I had an empty room growing up. It was just an empty room. And that's what we called it, the empty room.
You know, it's funny when I see like the celebrities and stuff that are doing TV live and they're doing it through Zoom. I say to myself, is that the only nice area of the house? Like, I know we're led to believe that every area of their life must be gorgeous, but I'm always curious.
Jennifer wrote on our Facebook page, my grandparents had a doll room. It's literally as horrifying as you can imagine.
Yeah.
All those ceramic faces with dead eyes just staring at you.
Oh, that seems so creepy.
There's so many great responses here, but somebody posted a picture, Joy. She said, when she moved nearly a year ago, we got a house and it was a monstrosity.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the Christmas room. Apparently, the realtor said people walked out as soon as they saw it. And it had a matching bathroom. She posted pictures. Raven, please take a look at the Christmas room in the house that they bought.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that insane?
So that was, like, always set up like that?
Yeah, it is basically like Christmas vomited everywhere.
I mean,
it's red, it's green, it's got red carpet.
It's a little creepy.
It's insane.
At the same time, I'd like to go in there for a couple hours as long as I could get out after.
You can't.
No.
Once you go in the Christmas room, you live in the Christmas room.
Like, you know, like in Poltergeist where they tie the rope around you and then you go through the portal. Like, that's what we would need.
I need to feature this photo. You can see it on Anna and Raven Facebook page. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's that strange room in your house?
Well, my whole apartment is a strange room because it's only one room. It's an efficiency, but it's so small that when I put the key in the door, I break the window.
Nice. Nicely done, sir.
Good for early in the morning.
And when I want to change my mind, I have to step out into the hallway.
Right.
Good. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weird or unique room in your house?
Well, growing up, we had a room that was filled with animal heads.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess a lot of hunting families have them, but I never knew how weird it was for my friends until I was older. One of my best friends, she said that she would have nightmares about the stuffed fox head that was in there.
Oh, my. Right. Just the fox head? Isn't it pretty small? Like, the whole body? Don't they sit
vicious.
On a log?
Vicious. Yeah. Sharp teeth in the front, man. Scary looking.
Who stuffs just a fox head?
I don't know. Yeah. I never thought anything of it.
Better than a bear. Imagine, like, you know, the big stuffed bears.
I'm just saying, all of them.
Right.
It's like a mausoleum in there. It's terrible.
Taxidermy's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weird or unique room in your house?
I have a Zoom room now. I have so many Zoom meetings that I converted one of the guest bedrooms into a Zoom room, put up some old framed college diplomas and some inspirational posters. So it looks like I'm in a real office now, but if you turn the computer around, you can literally see my ironing board and clothes, right. Laundry, and all that stuff.
Right. It's all about the angles, man. I've got a vacuum cleaner that I stuff inside this closet halfway, and then I move the lamp to right behind the computer.
Good.
So nobody knows how terrible it is there. And then everything else is below waist level.
Yeah. I really like the term Zoom room.
Right.
It's my Zoom room.
Sounds like a 70s room with a shag carpet in there.
That's the boom boom room. I think it's something different.
The boom boom?
Yeah, boom boom
the
room.
The zoom and a boom boom?
Right. Remember the boom boom room? Wasn't that a club in the city? Didn't I go to the boom boom room? I think I went to that club.
You're probably grounded right now if your dad's listening.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's all I need to know about you, Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you call 911 for ridiculous reasons, and we've discussed this plenty of times in the past, it's all I need to know about you. But this might be one of my favorite 911 calls ever. Ready?
What do you got?
Caller 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Jared is just being told on trespass because somebody observed me not obeying the law that they're not agreeing to under OSHA and under every other enforceable.
What are you even talking about, OSHA? They're not letting you in because you're drunk.
Wait a minute.
She's calling because she's calling on a bar, and she's called several times.
Yeah.
This is the last time she had called. She's calling because a bar will not let her back in.
They're not going to serve her.
They're not going to serve her. They're not going to let her back in.
They're telling she'll be trespassing.
And she's complaining that they're not letting her in because she was nobbing a wall. She was kissing a wall. She had tried to kiss five people in this bar.
Right.
Keep in mind, social distancing.
Right.
And they said, you can't come in because you're not observing social distancing and you keep trying to kiss people.
Yeah.
So she repeatedly called 911.
And don't lick the wall either.
You should not lick the wall.
It's just odd behavior
it's
in
strange.
General.
Like, right. That's all I need to know about you. Right. Can you just imagine that drunk girl that she just keeps kissing the wall? And you're like, what are you doing?
Where are her friends?
Go home.
Take her. Where is her mother? Where are her parents? All
where
right?
is her friend? Where is that friend that came with her? Right. That's like, you know what?
That friend could be anywhere.
Melissa, it's time to go home.
That friend could be anywhere.
We're going to get cheese fries and gravy on the way home. Get in the car.
Right.
Get in the car. You want Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
We're going to go.
Taco
Bell. Come on. Are you hungry? This lady. Can you imagine? And then listen. It's like a saint. Listen to this lady. Mm. She's like a saint, right?
What are you even talking about, OSHA? They're not letting you in because you're drunk.
Duh. Like, right. She's like, what are you lady, like, right. Get a life. What are you doing?
If there's a plumbing emergency in your house and when you inform your spouse or significant other that you still have to go to work for a little while, and then they tell you that you're only doing that because there's running water there. That's all I need to know about you. My wife is very displeased this morning. Very displeased right now. Yeah, there's some sort of emergency at my house. So that's what I'll be dealing with later on today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
I woke up to the water's not working, and then you figure out that there's like maybe a gallon of water in the house too. Like of all the things that we've been stockpiling over the last 3 months, right. All the preparations,
all that
and
spam
so forth,
you have, all that spam.
Place. You know what? As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, there might be more gallons of water in the emergency stash. But other than that, nope. It's like a gallon of water in the entire house. That's not good.
I get it, but you'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
When the water comes back.
When the water comes back, everything is going to be fine.
Right.
You'll survive this,
right.
I promise.
Until then, it's challenging.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
They aren't really journalists, but they can give you some local news. Three things you need to know today with Anna and Raven.
That's right. Three things you got to know. Let's start with number one. President Donald Trump said this yesterday.
And a lot of good things have come out about the hydroxy. A lot of good things have come out. And you'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, I happened to be taking it a couple of weeks ago. I started taking it because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
Wait a minute. Come on.
What?
Come on, man.
So he calls it hydroxy, which is smart, because trying to say hydroxychloroquine a million times is very difficult. Even though I just did it. Look at me.
That was the first time you did it right the first time all morning, though.
It's true. Hydroxychloroquine. Anyway, they have said this is like a drug that was used to treat malaria.
Right.
And they're saying it's not really safe. And he's been talking about it for a long time.
He's been touting it a little bit. Right. Some early indications that it was doing something.
Right. So he says that he's been taking it along with other frontline workers. Now, a million different scientists and researchers have come out and been like, nope.
Don't do it.
Don't do that.
Right.
But I think it's strange that he just came out of nowhere and admitted it. It's just like, why? And then I also think, because, you know, I'm crazy.
Right.
I also think, like, well, what does he know that I don't know? Because if you're the president of the United States,
you should know something
should
more
know
than you.
You should know more than me. So maybe we should all take it, which is probably why all the doctors were like, no.
Right.
No. I don't know.
Certainly, you should just take things that your doctor prescribes to you.
Right.
That is my number one recommendation when it comes to that.
I guess I agree.
All right? You know, that's what I would do.
It's so weird that we live in this world. All right, and the second thing you need to know, there was a big freak out in Connecticut yesterday after Governor Lamont had originally said that hair and salons and barbershops could reopen starting tomorrow, and then he said, psych your mind, and this happened at the press conference.
I heard from a lot of the stylists. I heard from a lot of the folks that run the hair salons, and they said, give us a little more time.
This has been a major, major problem in the state, because what's happened is that there's all these groups that are ready to open, including barbershops and hair salons. And then there's another group, I guess, just like across the country that says we're not ready. So he went back and forth. I think it's strange that he flip-flopped on this, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you know, the big thing is if they don't have the supplies to keep with the regulations, then they have to make a choice whether to open or close. But you would think that, you know, capitalism, you get to make your own decisions. Basically, you run the place, you own the place. You could do that. If you don't feel ready, just don't open. Let everybody else, you know, do what they want. I guess they're targeting June 1st, which isn't too far off. All I'm thinking is everybody else that got to go back to work now can't get that haircut or anything done before they go back to work. So that first week back at work, woo! It's gonna be a sight.
And the third thing you need to know this hour, New York Governor Cuomo also gave sports fans some hope.
I also have been encouraging major sports teams to plan reopenings without fans. The games could be televised. New York State will help.
He says he'll be watching the Buffalo Bills, just FYI.
Why is he with Buffalo, huh? Wow, that's surprising. Okay, goes upstate for that, although they look pretty good this year.
All right, big question.
Yeah.
Only one sport can ever return after the coronavirus.
Oh, my gosh.
There's only
one.
Don't even. You can't. Which one survives?
Well, I'll go with football just off the top of my head because football delivers a great excitement that the other ones can't really do. There's other places where you can see basketball, so you don't necessarily need NBA. But
no,
baseball
no.
would be
where
tough.
Are you going to watch it? Because now it doesn't exist anymore. Only one sport can survive.
That seems hardly fair.
You have to choose. If it's going to be football, never see basketball
I'll
again.
I'll go with football,
how
but it's a painful choice.
How's LeBron James
going
to feed his family? Did you even think about
LeBron
that?
LeBron James is built to be a tight end. He can play whatever he wants to, and he'll be successful, I'm sure.
Okay. New phrase alert, quarantine fatigue.
Okay.
And what is that?
Quarantine fatigue, a combination of warmer weather, looser state rules, and weeks of being cooped up inside.
100%. 100%.
It's like PTSD with COVID.
Kinda, yeah. It's Anna and Raven. And I think a lot of people are feeling this right now. And Dr. Lei Zhang from the James Clark School of Engineering says if you're feeling like this, then you're probably not alone.
Last week, we saw for the first time nationwide a reduction in our social distancing index, which indicates that people are going outside of the home more. So it's just a major shift in momentum as the nation fights the pandemic.
Right.
On the what index? Wow.
Yes.
That was
words.
A crazy word.
Social something.
Had like five things, syllables.
Yeah. Seems legit.
You're right, doctor. Right. Yeah. Whatever you say, doctor.
but I think that this is true. And I think the bigger problem here is that as we try to figure out what the quote unquote new normal is as we leave the house, we don't really have a ton of guidance on what's right and what's not right.
Yeah.
And it's trying to make up rules for yourself. I was talking to my cousin Angela about this the other day. I was saying like, I want to play with the kids. I miss her kids.
Sure.
You know, my godchildren. And she's like, I'm just not ready yet. But I feel like every family is kind of putting their own rules in place.
Everybody is 100% different.
Yeah.
And every store is different. And every, interaction that you have with people is different. We went to the store yesterday and just for a couple items. And I have to tell you, it was stressful. Now, I go to this store sometimes by myself. It's, and it's not quite as stressful because I go in like on a mission. Let me grab the one item and run out the door. But my wife, like, she wants to browse. You know what I mean? Like, it's the time of year where it's like, okay, let's look for some things around the house or whatever. And just the fatigue of we bought like a gazebo and some other stuff. And while we're doing that, just the dealing with people that, you know, people are in all sorts of different states. Like, one person's like, let me help you. And then the other person is like, they're just at the end of their rope.
And they don't want to talk to
they're
you.
They're rude.
Near you.
They don't want to help. They're working there at the same time. You're paying a 2% surcharge so that, you know, there's a fund for these people. Like, it's a whole thing, man.
Well, I had to come up with rules for my house and what I thought was going to be right. And I certainly don't think, I mean, these are just things I made up in my head.
Right.
And like I was saying to my cousin, I don't know what I'm doing is right or wrong, and it could very well be wrong.
I would love to hear your list.
Well, I have a one family rule. So when we hang out with our friends on the weekend, it's one family. one. So, like, we'll have one family come over with their kids. And we all kind of keep our distance.
Right.
But I let them in my house.
So there's no cross-contamination of family, though?
No.
No other family?
No. And, like, only on the weekends. So, yeah. Like, one day on the weekends, I'll have another family over, and we'll hang out. And then it's, like, and that's it for the week. But it's one family with their kids, and that's it.
I want to hear more about these rules, more about these lists, and I'll tell you whether you're dangerous or not.
Well, here's the thing. LA Times did release a list of what's safe and what's not so safe when you're planning your Memorial Day weekend plans.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and that's going to be coming up next with Anna and Raven. The new phrase you've been hearing a lot is called quarantine fatigue, and you've been hearing it because you're tired of being inside.
Yeah, isn't everybody?
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. And as Memorial Day comes up this weekend, people are asking and wondering, what can I do? How safe is it? And you're not really sure, because the truth is nobody's really sure.
It's going to be like 80 degrees on Friday. People are ready to get out.
Yeah, Dr. Mary Beth Sexton, she's an infectious disease expert. It's Anna and Raven. And she kind of outlaid the seven major things that you want to do. How risky really is it of exposing yourself to the virus?
Okay, give them to me.
Number one. Two families gathering for a barbecue in the backyard with families staying 6 feet apart. What do you think, Raven?
I'm going to say it's relatively safe. Relatively safe?
The problem is not the adults. The problem is the kids.
Right.
So it says that the verdict is that it's tough if kids are involved, because the grilling on the grill is fine, and like the sharing the food, as long as you're not using the same utensils. It's how do you really get those kids to stay apart when they just want to play outside?
Yeah, and they just want to wrestle.
They just want to play.
They want to roll around. They want to run into each other. They want to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. How about next? Socially distanced walk. And, you know, if you kind of drift together, it's all right.
Oh, I feel like that's totally safe.
Actually, it is. It says relatively low risk. It says that for the most part, it's okay.
Yeah, I've got two ladies that stop in front of my house every single day.
Mm-hmm.
They're on either side of the street, and then they have a 20-minute conversation, and it drives my dogs absolutely insane. And I think that they know this.
Okay.
They do this every day.
How about if you want to plan a mom's night out in the backyard, which I certainly have done.
Yeah.
No kids, no spouses. Everyone brings their own everything and they stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah, I think that that's safe too. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people are doing that right now at this point. It depends on where people are using the bathroom and that type of stuff and how clean you're keeping the area, but I think that that's okay.
Nope, the verdict is that it's tricky, because if you have, let's say, 10 moms that are getting together and you're all sitting in a giant circle, right?
Right.
You don't, if one mom has been exposed and they've now it's like being exposed to 100 people, they say. I don't know. Again, tricky.
A smaller group of friends.
Yeah.
Right? I guess bring your numbers down by just having a few girlfriends.
You have to
over.
Pick your three favorite mom friends, and that's it.
Right.
And everybody else has to be shipped off to another island.
Yeah. Or I'll see you next month, or you're on the next cycle of girlfriends.
Drinks around a fire pit, chairs 6 feet apart.
I'm thinking that that is pretty safe.
Yeah, and they're saying
fire burns germs.
Low risk, which I think is crazy. You can't have your mom friends over, but if you have a fire pit, then go for it. Seems strange to me, but that's what they say.
Well, if you're talking over a fire, right, even if you're one of those projectors, fire's just burning up them germs as it crosses that area.
How about kids riding bikes together while wearing masks? You think that's okay for the kids this weekend?
There's a lot of kids riding bikes in my neighborhood right now. Yeah, I mean, they're not riding tandem bicycles. Just don't run into each other.
Intermediate risk.
Oh, really?
Is your child going to keep that mask on when you're not in sight? That's the big question. And you probably know your kids better than anybody else to know whether or not.
I went to the store yesterday, asked a guy that worked there for an item where it would be, and he pulled down his mask to tell me.
Well, I think a lot, because you don't, it's just human nature. You don't know what to do, and it's uncomfortable.
But he did it, and I immediately took two steps back, and he didn't seem to react from that. And it's like, guy, if you're required to wear it, why would you stop wearing it the second that you're talking to somebody?
Now, let's be kind to each other. We don't know what we're doing.
I didn't cuss him out, but I was freaked out.
All right, how about letting someone use your bathroom at your house?
Yeah, this one makes me nervous. I mean, obviously, people have to use facilities, so you want to make sure that you got one pathway there and one pathway out, and everybody wipes it down. I would say that that one's dangerous.
Says it's safer than you may think if
really?
You take basic precautions. Make sure that they go into the bathroom alone, which, FYI, who brings friends with them in the bathroom unless you're 22 years old and at a bar and a girl?
Like, well, I have pets, so you never pee alone your whole life.
Okay.
Right.
And they're saying when they're done, just make sure that they wash their hands really well and that you clean the bathroom afterwards.
Well, how do you do that if you didn't go in there with them?
That's true. Yeah. It's the bright side. All the great things that are happening in your community. Santa and Raven. What we've seen a lot of is really nice, it's really nice, is small businesses that have been partnering with each other to get through the pandemic. Yeah.
Right, right. You got to team up, right?
Right.
Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Absolutely. And that's been very much the case for Forever Sweet Bakery in Norwalk, Connecticut. Sky Mercedes is the owner there, and he's partnered with a lot of other businesses. But one of the most unique things that he's done throughout this is, besides bringing cupcakes to all the nurses, is that he coordinated a group of musicians to head to Norwalk Hospital and sing for the nurses to welcome them to work as they arrive this week. Here he is.
Skyman here. I'm with Dave Lindsay. We're at the Norwalk Hospital. We got Sam singing to the nurses because nurses choose compassion over fear. We need them and they need our support.
Are they taking requests?
That's what I was saying. He also said that the nurses would stop and they would dance in the hallways. And I was like, wait a minute. And then I started thinking, I'm like, what if we throw a rave in a hospital? What if we like set up a DJ booth? If any hospital's into that, reach out. Like, we'll just set it up. It'd be like Biggie.
Can we do it in the morning?
Yeah.
That's when my energy's the best.
We should definitely hold a rave in a hospital if the nurses want to dance in the halls.
I mean,
I got in for that, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Right?
I'd be down for that in the morning. Why not? Absolutely.
Like, sure, a guitar is beautiful and singing is beautiful, but you need some beats to get you going, right?
Let's see what we can get approval for first before we start, you know, figuring out your request list.
And how else can we honor our veterans this weekend since we can't have all the parades and everything that we normally would have?
Well, sure.
Nassau County legislator has teamed up with the Scouts and veterans to kick off a Memorial Day initiative. And it's really easy and fun to do. Residents are encouraged to print this PDF image of an American flag in a poppy flower.
I mean, do it, people.
Yep, and tape it to the upper right corner of their front doors. Here they are talking about it.
Print out a flag and hang it in your window.
As you walk through the neighborhoods, and especially our veterans, if they see the flags flying, if they see these posters in the window, it just tells our veterans, and it tells the world that we still remember and will always remember no matter the circumstances.
And you don't even have to go look for it yourself. They have everything set. You could print right off the website. Just head to nassaucountyny.gov and it's all right there.
Good job, Girl Scouts. Good job, Boy Scouts.
Nice.
Yeah, print your flag today, people.
Last month, 81,000 requests were filed with the U.S. Post Office to have their mail forwarded from their New York City homes to other places.
Yeah.
Because Manhattan residents were like, peace out.
I'm getting out of here, man. We got to be gone.
Well, the ones that have the means to do it.
Well, that's true, obviously. Right. Yeah. If you've got a cabin or a cottage or a vacation home to run to, it is a convenient thing to have.
It's Anna and Raven. I've been hearing about people who never rent their homes that are getting as much as like $20,000 a month just from people trying to get out of Manhattan.
It's amazing,
and trying somewhere to stay for the summer.
It's amazing.
So here's the question. Where are they going? Because if you have a forwarding address, according to the U.S. Postal Service, you know where they're going. And I looked over the stats, and it's not as surprising as you probably think. Obviously, the number one place where Manhattanites are going is the Hamptons.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the way they've been going for decades.
Well, right. They have summer homes there. That's where they're going. And there was actually a lot of backlash from the Hampton
residents. They don't want them. They're like, don't run here.
Wouldn't you be like, no. You stay far away right now.
You know, on the one hand, yes. But if it isn't there already, it's coming.
So, well, it's
there now.
Certainly there.
Right.
But this is early on.
Right.
If you lived in Hell's Kitchen, most people move to Maine and Connecticut.
Right.
Weird.
That makes sense. Well, it's a different budgetary bracket when you go to Maine.
Okay. Lower East Side, a lot of people picked up, headed to Miami, Texas, and Rhode Island.
Nice. Although, in Miami, who knows what you could catch down there?
A ton of people went to Miami. After the Hamptons, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach is the number two place that people move. They just picked up and they went south down to Florida.
Well, you know, flights are cheap, right? Maybe you know somebody down there. Like we always call, you know, Florida is like basically like tri-state area south, right?
It's true.
If you don't have a place in the Hamptons, then you're probably planning your escape to your townhouse down in Miami.
Right. After Florida, most people went to Philadelphia, which doesn't seem far enough away.
I would have just stayed in New York.
Well,
I would have just...
I don't know. Pennsylvania is not as... I don't know. And then Fairfield County in Connecticut.
Right.
So the question I have
is... Ground
zero. If you had the means,
yep,
like these New York City residents, to just go, just you pack up and you're out.
Yep.
You're out.
You're gone.
Where are you going?
I'm going to like Wyoming or Montana.
What?
Yes. I'm just packing up the vehicle and I'm headed west. That's what I'm doing. There's not a lot of people out that way. You're going to be able to practice social distancing. I'll hang out like on a ranch or something like that. Maybe become a cowboy.
We asked on our Facebook page and it was Costa Rica, North Carolina, anywhere with a pool, Tennessee. my sister lives near the Gulf of Mexico and Alabama. I'd go there. San Diego, Phoenix, St. John. Yeah. Hawaii, obviously.
I mean, those are all nice choices, but if you go to Hawaii, you can't leave your hotel room for 2 weeks.
Well,
they're
yeah, but
arresting
after that,
people on the beach.
After that, you can climb a volcano. I started thinking about this, and I was getting, like, overwhelmed because I was like, oh, I would go to, like, an all-inclusive Mexican resort.
You were trying to pick the most perfect choice for you.
Right. And then I was like, but then I would get bored after a week. And then what was I going to do? Because, you know, and then what am I going to do after a week? So I'm like, okay, I would go to, like, Ocean City, Maryland, where, like, I could kind of still have
a
normal
a lot of
life.
Flights you're catching back and forth here.
Well, no, I just have to drive.
Well, right. Or swim.
Well, yeah, I'd have to swim, I guess, right. If I went to an island. I was considering Jamaica, but that seems like a reach.
Yeah, that's
Here's
a swim.
The truth, yeah. We're not going anywhere, right? We're here. Yeah.
We're all stuck here together.
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their problem is, and then you judge who's right. Nadia and Jackson. Nadia, let's start with you. What's going on?
I'm just really annoyed because he always eats my leftovers. You know, sometimes food is better the next day. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, he ate my leftovers 3 times in the past week.
Yeah, that is annoying. It's petty, but it is annoying.
Yeah, I mean, but it's worse that he doesn't ask me if it's okay. I mean, I probably say yes. Like, you know, couples share things. It's just he just takes it without asking.
Yeah, it's not like he needs this to survive, though. And right now, while you're in court, I mean, people could get killed over less than this right now. Anna's app.
No, what are the like
top foods that are better the day after? I like baked ziti. Okay. So good right. The day
yes,
after.
Yes, I was going to say Italian or pizza.
Oh, yes,
or,
lasagna. Yes,
yeah,
it's really good.
Chinese
at pizza.
Even.
Mm.
Jackson, yeah. Why don't you just ask your wife if you could have her leftovers?
Is that something people do? I work off hours. I'm a cop. And so when I come home in the middle of the night, am I supposed to, like, wake her up and just be like, hey.
Yeah, tap her on the head with the baton. The flashlight in her eyes and go, listen, I'm thinking about this CD.
But don't you leave
it? I mean, once in a while, make some soup or something. Like, why does it always have to be my leftovers?
Soup.
Make some soup.
No, that's something my wife would say, too. I got to tell you. That's rough.
I can't believe Jackson doesn't get from his, like, home at 3 o'clock
right.
in the morning.
3 in the morning after
job.
Shift and after make some soup.
You know
soup.
What? Let me mix up some minestrone.
Yeah. It's shocking, really.
Right. Or a frozen thing or something. You know, you can't just run out and buy whatever you want these days.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, 4 a.m. So what is it you would like us to do? What do you want an answer for? Do you want us to, put a padlock on the fridge or just tell him that he can't eat your leftovers without permission? What is it you're looking for?
I just think, like, shouldn't someone ask permission? Okay. Shouldn't he ask me? Just ask. I just like my food, you
all
know.
Right. Well,
I dream about it.
No, I get it. I would be very upset if my husband ate my leftovers and all day at work I was thinking about coming home to them and then I opened the fridge and they weren't there. I have egg rolls right now that, God forbid,
right.
he ate
that
them.
Combined with him leaving his socks all over the house could get him murdered.
I like when it's fun, couples courts. Let's see what our audience thinks. Do you have to ask permission for leftovers? You guys both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Great. Give us a call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Nadia's upset that her husband, Jackson, eats all her leftovers. He's a cop, gets home at really weird hours. She wakes up, her leftovers are gone. He says, you got to ask for permission. You can't just do that.
You know what? I hate to do it, but that's larceny, all right? I mean, you go to bed, you think that your things are protected, and then somebody stole from you like a thief in the night. Unfortunately, you married this thief.
Nadia says, make yourself some soup. Stop eating my leftovers.
So, you imagine, you're out on the job working for 12, 14 hours that day. Maybe your shift was 16 hours this time right
now. I gotta
now.
Go home. I gotta go make some pasta vajol for dinner.
And you're just gonna get soup. I mean, that just doesn't make you feel satisfied at all.
Oh, it's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning? Do you have to ask permission for leftovers? Hey, Anna and Raven.
I am definitely on the husband's side. He's working overnight hours, and it's right. What is he going to do? Wake her up? If she really wants something, she could leave a note on the refrigerator or just get over it.
Right. And then he could just say that he missed the note, because that's what I would say. If I need that ziti at 3 a.m., I'm eating that ziti. Thank you for the call.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Let him eat the leftovers.
Just let him eat it. Free game. So in my heart, I say, like, just let him eat it. Like,
but you
who cares?
Know what you would do.
I would, if I had a sandwich waiting for me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got home and it wasn't there, I'd be like, but I think I would be very upset.
I think you would scream.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think I would cry.
And then maybe cry.
Right.
There would definitely be a tantrum involved.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's right, but it means that it's real.
Right.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, I just wanted to share that we had this problem in our home.
Mm-hmm.
We solved it with what we call the 24-hour rule. Uh-huh. Once a leftover hits the fridge, it cannot be touched by anyone but the original eater for 24 hours.
Right.
So after that, it's free game.
Yeah,
so,
I subscribe to that rule myself, unless it's a dessert. If it's a dessert and it's like a single dessert, then I have to give her 2 days.
Thank you for the call. That seems to make a lot of sense.
Once there's mold on it, though, I can eat it.
No.
That's what she doesn't want it anymore.
100%. If there's mold, you can eat it, Raven.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jackson, our audience agreed with you. If it goes back in the fridge, I guess you have to put a note on it saying do not eat this. Otherwise, it's free reign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always the rule.
Yeah, it's not the
rule. All right, then there's going to be notes.
Get the Post-its out. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many times I used to walk in as a grown man into my parents' house and just clear out their leftovers?
Oh, I
would just go. I would sit down and just eat whatever I wanted to. Who knows what they were planning on eating that night? It doesn't matter.
It's my favorite part about my parents' house is there's always food in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how like it's always like that. And as I've grown into a grown up, my house still isn't like that. But theirs is.
Right.
Jackson, you cool with that?
Yeah. No, I'm great with that. You know, the kitchen is it's eminent domain. The refrigerator when you're,
That's right.
Just whatever's in there,
especially at 3 a.m. Right.
Yep. You got a problem too? Send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Scott calling from Plainview.
All right, Scott, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, you got to leave that room.
All right, man. Good luck.
All right, Scott.
Thank you.
Raven's
you too.
Walking out of the studio. Don't wish him luck. We want him to lose. He's got that win streak at 11. We're not into that. Here's the thing, Scott. I'm going to ask you these 5 pop culture questions. Answer them. We'll invite him back in. We're going to ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's pretty easy. But if it's a tie, it does go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Britney Spears is celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Oops, I Did It Again album. Who did Britney kiss at the MTV VMAs in 2003 to much controversy?
Who did Britney Spears kiss?
Yeah.
John Mayer? I have no idea.
Number 2, Disney has issued a disclaimer that they're not responsible if you get COVID-19 on their property. What Disney park has the World Showcase?
What Disney park has the World Showcase? Disney World in Florida.
Number 3, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber shut down rumors that they bought their number 1 Billboard spot with their song Stuck With You. What are Justin Bieber fans called on Twitter?
Beliebers?
Number 4, The Last Dance is the most watched documentary in ESPN history. What athlete is it about?
The Last Dance. Michael Jordan?
And number 5, actor Donald Glover said the cast of Community are down to do a movie. What's Donald Glover's music name when he puts out music? What's it under?
Donald Glover. I didn't even know Donald Glover put out music. I have no... Oh, wait. My kid's coming. Childish Gambino.
See?
I knew one.
Your kids come in. They pulled through. They helped you out, those kids. Let me wave Raven back in. Hi, come in. Come in.
How do you do?
I did lousy.
Oh, well, that's good because I've had an off morning myself. We'll see what happens.
I'm going to give him 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5? He just said he did lousy.
3 out of 5.
I mean...
It was going to be 3.5, but we'll give him 3.
All right.
All right, number 1, Britney Spears is celebrating the 20th anniversary of Oops, I Did It Again, that album.
Right.
Who did Britney kiss at the MTV VMAs in 2003 to much controversy?
It's easy. She kissed Madonna.
That's right, Madonna.
Yeah, did she kiss Aguilera too, or did Aguilera also kiss Madonna?
No, Aguilera also kissed Madonna.
Right.
But they did not kiss each other.
Right.
Right, there we go.
Right, okay.
Number 2, Disney has issued a disclaimer that they're not responsible if you get COVID-19 on their property. Which Disney park has the World Showcase?
Epcot.
Epcot is
my
correct.
My favorite.
Yeah.
No, I don't know a lot about any of them, but I know that you talk about them all the time.
Right. And Epcot is my favorite, actually. Right.
Because isn't that the place where you drink everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You drink around the world. Right. Yeah. You remember. See, I tell you things you remember.
Yeah. I retain them.
Yeah. Number three, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber shut down rumors that they bought their number one Billboard spot with their song Stuck With You.
Yeah.
What are Justin Bieber fans called on Twitter?
Beliebers.
That's right. You guys are tied at three. Number four, The Last Dance is the most watched documentary in ESPN history. What athlete is it about?
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Right. And number five.
Haven't watched a moment, by the way.
I keep watching it, and then I keep falling asleep.
I don't need 10 hours of that, man. I don't. No, I hear I'm it's really well done, it. But I no, don't need
I'm it. Here for all the 90s references and everything that's happening. Yeah. It brings me back to, like, my high school, you know, like that time.
Sure.
Like Scottie Pippen and all that. So you forgot about these guys.
Well, I love Pippen still. Michael, the greatest ever, but just not a very nice person.
I don't know about that. Number five, actor Donald Glover said the cast of Community are down to do a movie. What's Donald Glover's music name?
Oh, God. It's American. No. Childish Gambino.
That's it.
Whoa, that was close.
Are you sweating?
Sorry, I got a lot going on.
Right.
Right. Scott, it's a busy day.
Scott, I'm sorry. Raven beat you 5-3 this morning.
Oh, well, I have to defer. I can't beat Raven.
I'm going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt, though. How about that?
That would be great. Thank you.
All right, hold on the line. We get another shot to be Raven coming up tomorrow morning, but in the 5 o'clock hour today, we'll give you the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.